Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, my friends, this is the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast, and I'm your host, Reverend Clues, and welcome to the podcast. This is number 33 and a third of the podcast series, and I hope everybody's doing fantastic out there. This is a beautiful day here in Edmonton, Alberta. It is a late spring day. The birds are singing, the sun is shining, and I have all the windows open here in the Recluse compound, and I just hope you're enjoying the day wherever you are as much as I am. So let's get this thing rolling. I wanted to spotlight the particular person I'm going to spotlight in this podcast for quite some time. Her name is Mavis McCauley, and if you were around the Edmonton music scene in the 70s and in the 80s, her name would have been the first, or one of the first people that you would have had on your lips. She has been an accomplished singer, songwriter, instrumentalist. She's been in her hands on a lot of bands in the Edmonton music scene in the 70s. She started out with a great band called the Daisy Hill Puppy Farm, which is a great name for a penis reference, by the way, if you don't know what that reference is for. Great, great name. Then she moved on to the Southbound Freeway in the early mid-70s, which is another big band in the Edmonton music scene back then. You'll see a lot of their ads on Vintage Edmonton. And right after that, she kind of went on her own for a little bit, and then always had her hands in the background of different bands of the late 70s, early 80s, including One Horse Blue, which she eventually joined in the early 80s. And she was very, very accomplished, very, very talented. So it's very, I'm very, very glad that that I'm going to do this podcast with her today. Very pleased as punch, as they say. The first one I want to spotlight is the 1978 LP called Mavis McCauley. And Mavis, and the album itself, it's very, very well done, very slick, very professional. For the album itself, on the liner notes, and in the cover, and in the back cover, she kind of had a, I won't say a Stevie Nicks kind of thing going on, but it that's the first thing that struck me when I picked this album up for the first time. And the songs itself have kind of a West Coast rock kind of thing. Obviously, Rumors by Fleetwood Mac was a huge, huge, huge success in the late 70s, and I think a lot of bands, not only in Edmonton, but around the country, certainly, and around the world, kind of looked to Fleetwood Mac and that sound to kind of replicate it in their own little way. And Mavis McCauley was much better than a lot of the bands and a lot of the artists that I heard out there. So the first one I'm going to play is a song called Sweet Cowboy, which is a little bit older than this album itself. This came out in 1978. Sweet Cowboy was a little bit before that. I believe it was 76, 77, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And the second one I want to play for you is a great song by the Eagles. I love anything by the Eagles that's not made by Don Henley or Glenn Frey. Whatever it is, not a fan of the Eagles, but I love Randy Meisner and I love Don Felder, and this is one of their best songs here. The second one is going to be called Too Many Hands. So enjoy. I can't say enough about Mavis. I can't say enough about her musicianship and her singing, especially, and her great songwriting. Her songwriting is all over this first album. So without further ado, the first one I'm going to play for you is a song called Sweet Cowboy. The second one right after that is a great Don Felder, Randy Meisner song called Too Many Hands here on the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast.
Survived on sudden
Welcome back to the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. That was a great song called Too Many Hands, written by originally by Randy Meisner and Don Felder of the Eagles. And right before that was a Mavis McCauley original song called Sweet Cowboy. And again, she had her hands on a lot of groups and a lot of studios and a lot of artists and a lot of musicians in the Edmonton music scene, and especially in the late 70s, early 80s. She worked with Wes Dacus a lot, and of course, the executive producer of this particular record, and the next one I believe that I'm going to play for you is Wes Dacus. This is on the Veracruz Records, which eventually put out the One Horse Blue albums a few years later. And a lot of the musicians on this, Steve Pugsley, Gary Deer, Howard Steele, a lot of these types of people were also playing on the Southbound Freeway Records and also the One Horse Blue Records and a lot of other records in the Edmonton music scene during that time. So I really enjoyed that record. It was a little bit, I won't say unfocused. I believe that, again, they tried to kind of replicate in their own way the late the West Coast Fleetwood Mac sound that was so huge in the late 70s during that time. So I really like this next record that I'm going to play for you. It's a song or an album called Racer. It came out in 1980, again, on the Veracruz label. If you looked at the record on the front and the back cover, again, you'll have a little bit of an idea of what's going on here. It has a very bright and, I'm not going to say a new wave-ish kind of a feel to it from the cover anyway, but that's the first thing that I got. And I when I first put the needle down on the record, when I put it on the turntable for the first time, that's what I was kind of expecting. I thought maybe this was kind of a Blondie-ish, kind of a new wave kind of a thing going on here. And it's really not. It's more, I'm not going to say more traditional, but it's a little bit more subdued and a little bit more laid back, most of it anyway, compared to the first Mavis McCauley record that came out in 1978. The first song I'm going to play for you is the title track, again, a Mavis McCauley original. This is a song called Racer. And again, this is probably an anomaly for the record. It's a little bit more punchier than most of the other things that are on this record, but I really like this song. And the song is called Racer, the title track of the LP. The second one I'm going to play for you is a song called That's Hollywood, about Hollywood. And it's got a celluloid heroes Ray Davis kind of a thing going on with it. It kind of harkens that other song also, and also a little bit of a French hit Inhaler, Warren Zevon great song that has a little bit to go into it as well. So I really, really like this album. I probably prefer this one over the Mavis McCauley album, but your mileage may vary. So without further ado, this is Mavis McCauley from the album Racer. The first one is called Racer, the title track. And then the next one I'm going to play right after that is a song called That's Hollywood, here on the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast.
I'm just a racer.
Welcome back to the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. That was Mavis McCauley from the Racer LP that came out in 1980. The song called That's Hollywood. And right before that, it was the title track of her album, Racer. And again, she had her hands on a lot of different bands and studios and scenes here in Edmonton in the 70s and 80s. And she was just so accomplished as a songwriter and as a singer especially. I was just pleased to punch the spotlighter, and I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. So I think that's it. And until next time, I would be remiss again without saying that I am on iTunes. You can subscribe to me on iTunes. I am on the TuneIn Radio app. You can subscribe to me or favorite me there. I am also on Google Play Music. You can subscribe to me or favor me there. I am also on Podomatic, which is where I started. You can get my podcast is there as well. I have a YouTube channel, the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast channel, that also has all of the old podcasts on it, and it will be an archive situation of all the podcasts. I also have downloads of Vintage Edmonton Music that I couldn't play on the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast for one reason or another. That's also on that YouTube channel. I have another one coming up, Dawn Valentine, if you're listening. I have the Jesus Christ Superstar one from St. Albert that's going to be coming up in about 3 weeks. It's going to be a full vinyl rip of this LP, and I hope you enjoy that. I know you've waited for this one for quite some time, and I apologize. It's going to be here. So without further ado, until next time, I'll see y'all later.